Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Tonight you're
mine completely. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame and having a great visit with our good friend Ed Yourdon. His website is Yourdon, Yourdon.com. You find all the things he does there, including his books, including his new book, which is coming out next month, CIOs at Work. Is that right, Ed?
Yep, that's the title.
CIOs at Work. We're talking about chief information officers, and you know what's interesting, Ed, is that you know I've been around when I was around when all the technology was basically owned by the big companies because they would hire it done. They'd pay somebody, some consultant, millions of dollars to develop a standalone network or application or something like that for them, and small business basically just got, you know, whatever somebody decided to develop for us. But today, it's not like that. In fact, today, in terms of innovation, in terms of cool things to reach out and add value with customers, small businesses may be getting a little bit of an advantage. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. Partly because they are likely to be in much more direct contact with their customers. They see them day in and day out, look them in the eye, and try to figure out how they can use technology to do a better job of communicating with their customers and finding out what they want and so on.
Right.
Big companies are still, I think, moving too slowly in that area.
Well, and part of the reason is because, you know, we don't have as much as the control that big businesses want to have. They, you know, in a way you can understand it, because, you know, if I tell a salesperson to, you know, if we talk about wanting making a change, then I just go tell 1, 2, or 6 people, and we make the change and we move on. It takes longer to get those kinds of changes to the policies and all that. It takes longer to get that all the way down to the last mile of a corporation, doesn't it?
Sure, because you've got committees meeting and thinking about stuff,
and lawyers,
and people protecting their own empire. You know, by what this is going to do to my reputation in the company. Whereas a small business is just trying to stay alive. They're gonna pass the word out to 2 or 3 people and get out on the field and do it.
Which is another reason why, since 1998, Ed, I've been predicting that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, not the century of the major corporation. And it's because of technology.
Technology and the increasing ability for everybody to communicate with everybody else directly. Mm-hmm. There's also a phenomenon called cognitive surplus that small businesses are taking advantage of. The fact that people all over the world, including third world countries, have got enough time in their hands and access to technology so that they can contribute free to stuff like Wikipedia, for example. That's a phenomenon that didn't exist even 5
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm. And cognitive surplus is, you know, of course, this is akin to crowdsourcing, right?
Yeah, yep. I mean, that's another buzzword for the same kind of phenomenon.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think small businesses are taking advantage of that, or certainly they're getting the benefit of phenomenal resources and development at almost no cost. And workers in third world countries and everywhere else are getting the benefit of it as well. So it's just a completely different world than it was when big companies controlled everything and technology was expensive.
Well, and then you add in the what I call global mobile. You add in the power of mobile computing. Then, I mean, now you're talking about leveraging capability out to the last mile of the customer. You know, as you know, Ed, there are people today and for the next several years billions of people are going to own smartphones over the next several years who never have and probably never will own a computer.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
And those people will have access to them, and small businesses will have the same access as big businesses will, won't we?
Yep, direct contact with the customer, absolutely.
What do you think about that?
And it's worldwide. It's not just in the developed countries. That's the exciting thing.
That's what's very exciting, because 94% of all the prospects in the world live outside the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
They don't have $1 million to spend, obviously, but they can spend small amounts, and when you multiply that small amount by millions of customers. I mean, it's a potential dream for small businesses.
And
I
especially
think.
If you can find something that you can deliver to them that doesn't have to be delivered physically.
Yeah.
That can be delivered electronically, maybe. Something
yep.
like that.
So,
Ed, thank you for being here. I'm looking forward to getting you a copy of your new book, CIOs at Work, which will be out next month. And come back and talk to us about that some more.
Sounds great. I'd love to.
Ed Yordan, ladies and gentlemen, an original member of our Brain Trust and a member of the Computer Hall of Fame. He's got some great credentials. And so check out all the things that he does. You can find him on my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find his suite there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.